Yeah, now I wait a minute. Anyway, you're pre-approved for $250,000.
Hi, is Justin there?
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, Justin, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. Last we spoke was back in April. We do equipment financing, working capital, and I just wanted to see if you had any plans or projects coming up. Might help you guys out with.
Nothing right now.
Yeah, no. Okay. Is there like a time of year you looked at on equipment or anything like that?
No, just kind of on an as-need basis.
Yeah, because you guys, now do you guys, you know, rent tractors out or do you just work on them or?
No, we just own them and rent them.
Own them and rent them, okay. Yeah. All right. And is there like a specific bank that you lean on for financing when you looked at on new equipment?
Yeah, I go through Stearns Bank a lot. I have a local company here in Arizona that I work with on financing.
Okay, and they give you like...
Any stuff at the dealer, we usually go through the dealer. The dealers usually offer better rates.
Yeah.
Interest rates and terms than outside lending, so...
Yeah, exactly. It's usually when you can get, you know, like the better deals. And have you, have you ever used working capital before or anything like that?
No, I try not to borrow money for operating expenses, so.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if you had, like, a lot of people use the working capital or businesses, they use it, to flip, you know, materials or inventory, advertising. It's essentially some secured cash, and we can free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So do you have, like, a line of credit with Stearns Bank, or?
Nope. No, but I'm just careful with my money, and our day-to-day operating expenses and overhead are just, we don't borrow for stuff like that, so.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if you had any, you know, plans coming up or anything like that. We could possibly use the money.
Yeah, we don't really carry an inventory of material. Our inventory is actually a liability.
Yeah.
So it's not like we have to go out and stock our inventory and then wait to resell it. That's really not a part of what we do.
So. Yeah. Okay. How'd you, you know, start the whole business and get involved in the industry?
It's actually a recycling business. That's really what we do. So we take green waste from landscapers and things like that, and we turn it into mulch, and it actually gets used in-house. My family farms here in Arizona. So.
Oh, cool.
Got about 1,200 acres. In production, so we basically just use it as a soil amendment in our farm operation. So we're not really in the business of making compost and selling it. We just use it in-house to kind of offset fertilizer costs.
Yeah, so you don't have to always purchase it. No, that's very smart. That's really cool. And so you guys don't really sell any of it at all?
We don't. No, it's an agricultural entity, so I'm not really set up to retail a product or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So it's not like wholesale, but we're wholesaling it to ourselves. So
yeah, exactly. No, that's a smart way of doing it. That's really interesting. I never really heard of that. That's cool. Okay, yeah. I mean, if you did, you know, as we're looking at on any new more equipment or anything like that, we definitely like to, you know, reach out and help you guys out. I do have an email. It's Justin Perry, CTS. At gmail.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll send you some info, and I'll check back in with you in next quarter, see how things are going.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, Justin. All right.
Sure.
Bye. Bye.